Outside a military base in Debert, Nova Scotia, on a cold day in February 1984, a small but mighty group of women harnessed the power of performance art, protest, and the media, and captured the attention of the entire country. That same day, 329 people were planning on using the bunker for rehearsal of a nuclear attack, nearly all of them white, middle-aged men with government or leadership roles. Only 11 women were on the list. Months earlier, women from all over the Maritimes began planning for a multifaceted day of action, dubbed Debunk Debert. The group arranged radio interviews on CBC morning shows, arranged for men to handle the day's cooking, cleaning, and childcare, and staged a protest at Camp Debert, the location of Atlantic Canada's only Cold War bunker. Protesters used makeup to emulate radiation burns on their faces and carried body bags to symbolize the victims of nuclear attack. Signs read, "How does it feel to pretend we're all dead and you're the only ones alive?" The protesters' message was clear: while these men continue government from inside the bunker, what is happening to the women and children you've left behind? How do you continue government, or humanity, without a second generation? Documentary filmmaker Liz McDougall explores these questions and covers the protest in her 1985 documentary entitled Debert Bunker, by invitation only, screening Friday, March 14 in the Cold War bunker, presented by the Nelson Museum to celebrate International Women's Day. The Debert bunker was one of dozens of Cold War bunkers constructed throughout the country during this time, says Archives Assistant Tressa Ford. Every one of these shelters had some sort of exclusive list saying who had a spot in the bunker, and therefore, who had a greater chance of survival. Who picks people for that list? By what values do they decide? How does it represent the wider community? The screening of Debert Bunker, by invitation only, is at 6:30 p.m., followed by an open discussion with Anna Purcell and Ford. Tickets are $10 for museum members and $15 for the general public and include a reproduction of the Debunk Debert buttons created for the original protest. Tickets can be purchased in person at the front desk or online at nelsonmuseum.ca. Space is limited for this one-time-only event.